struggle is real. It's the second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, second date update on the 20s. We got Tanner on the line. Don't full house me.
Brought a Tannikin Skywalker in the house. How you, bro?
Tannikin
Skywalker.
Not
bro.
Anakin, no, Tannikin.
Tannikin Skywalker.
Wow, that's where you went. Not Tannikin. Not like Tanner Kornikovia.
I could have went full house. Going like, I wanted to go full
here,
house.
Right? Yeah, Tanner Kornikovia. The tennis player.
That's it, bro.
Hi, Tanner.
Hey.
Yay.
Kornikin.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You went to the beach.
No.
Because you look Tanner.
Hey, you got some good tanners, man.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Good boy. You're good
you
boy.
Don't worry, because I like to self-tanner myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it on my subscribe and save on Amazon.
Self-tanner.
Self-tanner, yeah. Yeah, that's how I stay so yeah. That's how I stay so dark, bro. Okay, cool. All right, Tanner, let's get to it. Tell us about your date. What did you do? How did it all end?
From the very beginning. So Beth is a girl that I met, and this is gonna be, I don't know, maybe it's not weird to you guys. It was weird to me that I met her on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not on Instagram, but I think that's fairly
yeah, because you get
casual,
the most pictures of them and sometimes the most authentic pictures of people
yeah.
when they post on Instagram. Some people, at least me.
Well, I feel like yeah. not being on Instagram, I don't know how it works, but it's like, you know, someone posts a picture or something like that, and you don't really know them.
Yeah.
You can, like,
yeah.
do the heart thing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially if you're an attractive woman.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that you don't know, you don't talk to, you don't message back and forth, and he kind of puts a heart. Isn't that kind of the nudge, nudge, wink, wink? I like,
hey,
oof.
What's up, bro? Well, depends on how much hearts you get that day, bro. Because you can get thousands of hearts and you won't even notice it.
Well, I mean, it's different than it's the anniversary of my grandmother's passing.
Yeah.
Versus, like, me at the beach with the girls. You know what I mean? Like, I imagine, like, you click on the heart and you're some random guy.
Yeah.
That's kind of like ringing the doorbell. It's like,
hey, like, I'm outside, bro.
Right? Am I wrong?
Oofing, maybe like I like you know, like it doesn't have to go straight to oofing.
Well, I mean,
we're guys, that's how we think.
Right? Well, thank you, Miss Literal. It's kind of like you'd be like, hey, let's meet up. Okay, pull your pants down. We go.
Yeah, let's go back. Yeah,
yeah, that's
I don't have to know your name, but just go.
All right, so you guys met on Instagram. Like, it's not that abnormal to my knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it was weird to me. I you know, I've been on dating apps and done the bar scene, but I never met anyone through Instagram. The crazy thing was how I met her through Instagram was I have a favorite Italian restaurant called Bravo's, and I was looking at Bravo's Instagram page, and you can click on who they're following, and she was one of the people they were following. You know, they had like 11 or 1200 people they were following, and I'm scrolling down. I'm like, oh, just clicking on randos, and I click on this one that has a very nice profile picture. I'm like, oh. And so I start looking through her pictures. I'm like, she seems like she's kind of cool. So yeah. I requested to follow her.
Yeah, you hearted that one. Yeah. I was like, oh, I like that picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But that one, the bikini shot.
Yeah, good cleavage. Like, yeah.
Let's see out your girlfriends. You're the prettiest one.
Yeah.
Like, she was cool about it. And she was like, yeah. And we started messaging back and forth. And then I told her that I'd seen her being followed by this Italian restaurant. And we started talking about Italian food. And, like, before long, we were
discussing food.
We were getting along really well, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Food oof.
Yeah, I had
no food oof that one, bro. Right there. That was mine.
See how long my noodle is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Get something like
gnocchi.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, like, food oof that gnocchi, girl. Watch me. I'll go wreck that.
I give it.
And so we agreed we'd meet up at the Italian restaurant and had a nice dinner. Everything seemed like it was going great. We laughed a lot. And then at the end of the night, I went in for the kiss, and she sort of gave me the cheek.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's
yeah, nice. You went from like oof
so
to.
So I gave her the peck on the cheek.
I know, like, oof.
Ways. Yeah, it was a little hurtful, but, you know, we both just eaten a bunch of garlic bread, so maybe she didn't want
to. Yeah.
Man, you justify it however you want in your mind.
Right, that's
yeah.
Right.
I hate to make you feel worse, and it's not my intention, but I'm just trying to be reasonable here. If you both had garlic bread, I don't think she was worried about your breath, because her breath stank too.
Yeah, both of you.
That's like you go on a date, and it's beginning stages where you haven't kissed yet.
Yep.
Yeah. You get garlic bread, and you guys kind of look at each other, and it's the ultimate, like, the garlic bread is good here.
Yeah.
Are we making out or not? Should we just leave it there?
Yeah.
Can we have an agreement? Because if you're going to reach for the garlic bread now, my mind's going to go in a million different directions.
Oh, yes.
Like, she really likes the garlic bread, or she doesn't plan on kissing me tonight.
She
knows that I like the garlic bread too, so if she starts by eating the garlic bread because she knows that I'm not going to start eating the garlic bread because I want to kiss her later tonight, but if she starts eating the garlic bread, her knowing that I know that I love garlic bread, I too will eat the garlic bread, so when we have a garlic bread kiss at the end of the night, it's not going to stink for either of us. Which is it, sister?
Yeah. Wow, you think a lot.
There were so many levels to that.
I know,
there
right?
was.
There was.
I had a Vince Vaughn moment.
I would love for the other person to have garlic breath with me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd just rather us agree that we're not going to have garlic breath either.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, screw it. You're eating Italian food.
Go set yourself up right there. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. Just go ahead and stick a clove in my mouth.
There you go, bro. Brush my teeth with garlic toothpaste.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Ooh. Just squeeze that piece all up in my throat.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. All right, so you got the equivalent of the face version of the ass out hug. You went in for the kiss and she gave you the cheek.
It was like the tenting version of hug, yeah.
And ever since then, no word back from her?
No, yeah, she's left me on read. No replies, nothing, and it's sort of like, I don't know what I did, but I must have done something, and I can't figure out what it was, because everything seemed like it was great. There were lots of laughs, and I thought it was not...
Interesting.
At me, but with me.
Yeah. And you seem like a really nice guy, too.
Yeah,
so
he seems awesome.
I don't know. Okay, what was the girl's name again, Tanner? I'm sorry.
Beth.
Okay, we're going to give Beth a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened. And at the very least, you'll have closure. Ideally, we'll get you guys reconnected, clear everything up, okay?
Fingers crossed.
I hope you did not say that on your date. Yeah. Now you just sound cheesy and old. Okay, let's give Beth a call. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Do I smell like Gilroy to you? Gilroy Garlic Fest in California.
Oh,
you're going to hang up. I'm so sorry,
bro.
I would have hung up a while. Is this bad, Beth? I got to let you know. Keola Show, MJ, Fat Joe,
127
The Bomb Radio Station, trying to be funny, really failed at it.
Yeah, creepier.
Sorry.
Oh, you're kidding me. No, I am a big, big fan of the show. Are you kidding me?
All right.
In that case, since you know it's us,
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, guys. I love you, guys.
Yes.
Get on the show about topics, but I could never get through. I am so excited.
Oh, well, we love you, Beth. Thank you. Got to let you know, we are on the radio right now. We're on the air. We made an outgoing call to you. We legally need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay.
We need your breath to keep this conversation going.
Yeah, give me a good garlicky version of an approval.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Oh,
no.
All right.
No, wait. Something just occurred to me, though. Are you guys calling about Tanner with no manner?
Wait, what?
What? Yeah, well, yes, and huh?
Well, how did you know?
So, yes, we are calling about Tanner, but what do you mean, no manners?
Yeah,
caught up.
I mean, I got to tell you, I met Tanner on the gram, right? He hit me up, and we started talking, and he's not a bad-looking guy, and I thought, I want to meet him just to make sure that he looks like his pictures, and luckily, he did look like the guy on Instagram, because you never know, I've been catfish before, you know, so I was really happy that he was who he looked like. Mm-hmm. And so we went to eat at Bravo's, really good Italian, right? It was close by where I live. We meet there and we sit down. There was a little bit of a wait, so we just started talking, and he's really funny. He's such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. I appreciate your insight as well.
I just had to say
your thoughts matter.
I like him.
In the level of niceness of Tanner. Continue, Beth. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So we got seated. I ordered a Caesar salad, and he got a minestrone soup, and they brought lots of garlic bread like they do. So
I feel so good. I love you. Go ahead, talk to me, Joe. I love
And then he used, get this, as if it wasn't bad enough that he drank his soup, he used the bread to clean the bowl, which, okay, I guess. Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's good. We ordered our main dishes. He got chicken portobello mushroom pasta, which I highly recommend. And I had the lasagna also. I would highly recommend that. After he was done with his plate, though, he used the bread to scrape up all the sauce from the plate. All right, fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
That's normal.
Point. Yeah, well, then there were a few streaks left that he couldn't get with his bread. So he put his head down and started licking the plate like a dog.
You know, sometimes there's crevices that require.
I used to do that.
I was like,
I got trouble once for doing that.
I used to do that up until the second kid.
Yeah.
God. Maybe he was hungry. No, I thought, okay, well, I couldn't finish my lasagna, and there was about a third left, so... So he actually asked if he could finish my plate. And I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, here you go. So he took my plate, ate the rest of the lasagna, and then licked that plate too, like a dog. I was like, you gotta be kidding.
Wait, just so I can get the image in my head, Beth, like, was the plate sitting on the table and he put his head down to the plate and licked it? Or did he grab the plate, put it to his head, and...
No. He left the plate on the table and he put his head down.
Oh my god!
Like, so literally like a dog.
Good boy. Good
drinking
boy.
Water.
Yeah.
Oh my god! So,
what the hell?
So he was just like
people.
That's so good.
People actually do that.
Seriously, I'm looking around the restaurant for you guys. I'm like, what the f*** is going on here? They come around the corner. So after that, I noticed that he had some red sauce on the tip of his nose. Lasagna.
Yeah, a little stink up there, buddy.
Shit. And I didn't say anything because at this point, I was just laughing. You know, it was just too funny. So we ordered dessert. He ate the dessert and talked the entire time with this red sauce on his nose.
He's looking like Rudolph.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really too bad because he was a good-looking and funny guy. But, you know, I really was into him until that happened.
Now you just want to call him Bozo.
Yes.
The clown.
Is that why you never kissed him on the lips? Because you didn't want to get red sauce on yourself?
You didn't want to get red sauce on the side of your nose. You preferred it on your cheek.
Yeah,
right. Oh, my God. So, I don't know about this guy.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Beth. You know, you listen. You probably already knew this. Tanner, he's on the other line.
Yes.
He had called us to call you because he wasn't sure. Well, A, you didn't give him a mutual kiss on the lips.
Yes.
You gave him the cheek, which I compare to, like, the face version of the ass out hug.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you never got back to him. Tanner.
Yay, Tanner.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's certain foods where, especially, you know, like Ruth Chris is a great example.
Yeah.
When we go there, which we don't pay for, it's usually when we have a guest in town.
Because I never pay for it myself.
Yeah, I can afford that. No, yeah, but you know,
expensive.
It's like, when you get like Ruth Chris, it's expensive, it's delicious, you rarely ever get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I will go to the extent of getting extra mashed potatoes because when you're all done eating the steak, you still got the juices in the plate.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, mix all that together.
Yeah,
it's
so
delicious.
Then I'll use the potatoes to kind of absorb the juices and then eat the mashed potatoes.
Good stuff right there.
I don't pick up the plate and start going,
well, in all fairness, I was minding my manners. I didn't pick up the plate either.
Okay, well, I don't go down like a bastard. You know, like, I thought that was an inhale or a slurp. It was one
of the lick. Well, the good thing about it is, Tanner likes to lick what he eats.
Now that he's put out that great justification,
let's go.
How about we pay for dinner and drinks? You agree to go out again?
Yes.
How do you say no to that, Ben?
For real, though, yeah.
I think it's a big solid yes for me.
Sarcasm?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure. I think
well,
you brought me around.
Hold on, Tanner. Let's find out. Is this a regular practice or is this something that it's just because Bravo, like you said, it's your favorite Italian food?
It's a little bit of both. I'm not going to lie. I grew up in a big family, lots of brothers and sisters, and you got what was on your plate, and that was it. And so...
And you have to lick it if you ain't finishing it.
Because the other night, you'll starve and not eat.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you took that old term, like you got to lick your plate clean.
Yes.
And literally... literally applied it to your life.
Plate clean.
Yeah, I wanted every last calorie I could get in there. So yeah, I probably should have thought about it before going out on the first date with Beth that I should maybe not lick my plate in public. But we were so comfortable, and I thought everything was going so well. I was like, ah, she won't mind.
I'll mind forever, even if we.
I mean, Tanner, don't you think a better option would have been like, okay, you finished your plate of what did you order again?
He had a mushroom. It was really good. I had lasagna.
The portobello mushroom pasta.
Yeah.
You ever thought about when you're done with that portobello mushroom pasta and then you've used all the bread to absorb all the sauce and there's just like a little sliver that requires.
A slurp.
A tongue. instead of using your tongue in front of a date, you order another order of that portobello mushroom pasta.
Yes.
Get some more of the greatness that you love so much, and then get a doggy bag.
Take it home.
Sorry, bad
yeah,
term.
Yeah, well.
And then get a to-go bag after you're done.
Yeah.
In the style of doggy.
That
way. Oh my God. Stop.
Yes. And then, then when you walk out, then just make sure that you take it and hold it from behind.
Yes, yeah.
Just the way that every doggy likes it, okay? So, no, I'm just saying the greatness behind that is. On top of that, you have something to look forward to when you get home or the next morning or afternoon or evening.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
It wasn't a thing that had really crossed my mind. But
yeah, the first thing that came to your mind is like, let me lick this plate like a dog.
Yeah, it was so good.
Wait, are you done with yours yet, honey?
Yes.
Pass it over so I can lick this too. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has an appetite tonight.
Yes, give it to me.
Yeah.
No, I was Tanner the Red Sauced reindeer.
Oh, okay.
That's how that goes.
I'm not sure if that's going to help us get you another date.
But it might.
Yeah. Well, Beth, I mean, everyone's got their quirks, and you know, you got to appreciate them. You like Bravos. They follow you for crying out loud on Instagram.
Yeah. They might unfollow you after this, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like Tanner, and as long as you promise to never. Do that again. Never.
Never lick it again.
Especially in public.
Yeah.
Don't lick the red.
Never. Yeah, don't lick the red. Especially when
plate. The red sauce.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, let me be clear, though. Is this never, ever, or never when you're there? Can I do it when you're not around?
No, Tanner. I never want you to do it ever in your life.
Like, never again.
If we never go out again, which I will say, yes, I would love to go out with you again. But even if we never do that, you can't ever do that again in your life. You're a grown man, and you're a good-looking man. You can't lick your plate.
Hold on, Beth.
Man, I could get away with it.
When you guys were back at Bravo's, and he's licking the plate.
I'm out. And you saw
that technique.
Yeah.
Don't tell me deep down inside some inner monologue was like.
Why do you think there's a second date right now, bro?
I'd be going to Tanner and be like, baby. It's time to lick the plate.
Oh, yeah, what that tongue do.
Lick the plate clean.
I got a new plate for you.
Your plate or mine.
This has fettuccine sauce.
Time for you to get that rigatoni.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Go ahead. Yeah. No,
so
I'll take care of the zucchini.
Here, have some meat sauce.
So, now that we got all those great images in your head,
yes, gross.
We pay for dinner and drinks on a second date.
Yeah.
Tanner agrees not
baby.
To lick the... Yes, yes, right, yeah, okay, yeah, shut yeah, up, yeah, Kimberly. Yeah, she said yes. Sorry, that was my inner monologue coming out.
Yeah.
Well, Tanner, you are welcome. I honestly thought that there was no way she's going to give you another date, but...
good job, man.
Yeah. Good job, bro. We're the ones that did all the good job. You guys called him Tanner the Red-Nosed Licking Plate Pasta Deer.
Well, Pace look good now, man. Good for him.
Well, Tanner, you're welcome, buddy.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing back from you, Beth, finally.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time, and gosh, the date could go anywhere. Maybe we'll follow up with you guys, too.
That would be great. You know, actually, I do have a question, though. In regards to the second date and the dinner, what kind of food are we thinking this time? Because I'm thinking that we should do food that isn't compatible with licking off the plate, which I don't know what kind of food it is, but
sushi?
What do you guys think? Sushi's a great one. How are you going to do it?
Can't afford sushi.
Screw that.
No, my
you guys, Kozel.
That's right.